Well, this morning we have some guests joining us by phone. We're going to talk a little bit about an opportunity for folks to find out about how they can perhaps expand their labor pool here in the area. Hiring individuals with disabilities is a topic that is going to be featured in a couple of meetings coming up here on Tuesday, January 23rd. The Southwest Iowa Employers Council will be sponsoring over at the Pottawatomie County Veterans Affairs Office, and Nishna Valley Employers Council will be sponsoring here at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. A couple of opportunities for folks to hear from some professionals with some innovative ideas. We're going to talk this morning a little bit with Becca Willenborg, who is an employment specialist with Iowa Works, Randall McQueenie, who's operations manager for this district, and also Darren Richardson, who is a services development director with VODEC and will be one of the presenters at these opportunities coming up. That was a mouthful. I hope I got it close to accurate. How are y'all today?
Doing great.
All right. Great, thank you.
Great. Did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Darren, maybe I'll start with you this morning, since you will be directly a part of the group that will be presenting at these events coming up at 11 a.m. In Pottawatomie County at Council Bluffs and at 3 p.m. here in Atlantic, here in Cass County. What are you focusing on with your part of the presentation?
Well, a little bit. I have an interesting perspective. When I first came in, work at VODEC, and I don't know if people are probably familiar, those in the area, that VODEC for the last almost 50 years now have been helping people with disabilities find jobs, among a lot of other things. And I came into VODEC as a client. I had worked in a restaurant business for 15 years. At the end of that career, I developed a disability, which ended my career. I'd been referred to VODEC, which does excellent work across our state. They decided that I needed what's called a job coach, and what a job coach does is that they help people find jobs and help them learn their new jobs. I didn't have that, you know, as I was a point in my career where I just really didn't need to learn something new. I just needed to help finding another job. The job that they found me was at VODEC, and for the last 19 years I've been working there. And what VODEC does is that we help employers hire people with disabilities. And you know, I say we help employers hire people with disabilities just because we believe, and evidence shows, that when you hire people with disabilities, your business tends to prosper. There's, of course, a lot of goodwill that comes with hiring people with a disability from the community, but there's also some very real, tangible things through which a business can expect to see some impact on its bottom line. Now, it's not all about the bottom line, we understand, but there are some things that that really I think businesses have found intriguing and amazing about hiring people with disabilities.
Well, we all come with different skill sets. We all come with different intangibles and things, too. A real desire, sure, and willingness to get out there and really get the job done is one of the things that sometimes is overlooked when you're looking for qualities of your employees.
Right. And this is an example that I'd love getting out and talking to other businesses, because I was a manager for so many years of businesses, and I would tell you there are certain nights of the week, especially when you're talking about those service-related jobs like fast food or retail or something like that, that you have certain nights when it's just hard to get people to work. And you know, sometimes you have staff that are unreliable. That's one of the things that we bring. I mean, I would have, when I was back as a fast food manager, I would absolutely love to have a Friday and Saturday night off once in a while. But you can always count on somebody calling in on those nights. If I would have known about VODEC then, I probably would have had a lot happier marriage in those days. But I was always getting called back to go back into work. And I think there's, you know, if there's anyone in your listeners that are out there right now thinking about, man, I just get tired of going back in on certain weekend nights, you know, this could be an issue where we could help. We have people that work and are trained by us, that we go into the businesses and we try to match people with, you know, match the right person with the right job. And the people that we have, that we work with, are very reliable, show up, you know, almost all the time. You know, they have some exceptions in there, show up on time, and you also get to work with a job coach. It's one of the things that, you know, hiring people with disability has shown. You know, if you have them on, I can kind of go into a little bit of some of the things that I'll be talking about.
You bet. Well, we don't want to get into too much detail because we want folks to come out to the meetings and learn a lot more there too. But Randall, from a bigger standpoint, were you getting a lot of requests for something like this? Are you responding to what you're hearing out there to put on presentations like this?
Well, what we get is what we're finding is we have very low unemployment rates in the state of Iowa, which is fantastic. But the problem that comes for businesses with a lower unemployment rate is a lower applicant pool. There's just fewer applicants out there that are available for employers. So we want employers to see the other different pools that they might not normally think of when they're looking for skilled talent and labor. And with events such like this, we are hoping to open their eyes up to an entire pool of labor that they maybe just haven't thought of.
Well, and it seems there are several locations around the area. Crossroads of Western Iowa is one that comes to mind, for example. Agencies that work extensively with folks like this that we might be talking about in certain circumstances. So there is a pool to be pulled from.
Absolutely, and that's what we hope to accomplish with this event, is to partner up some of our area businesses who may be in search of another talent pool with some of the resources and resource providers who can provide them with that talent.
You bet. And with some of the changes in the settings rules and things that is maybe a little bit over most folks' head right now, but there are some changes out there that are really putting a lot of these folks out there as to be able to work in the mainstream with the rest of us. And that's a good thing for everybody. And Becca, I'm sure you hear from businesses all the time about the frustration of finding quality help.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing we hear from businesses all the time, that they really want people who are just going to show up for work, quite frankly. And that's probably the biggest thing that we try to address is the soft skills.
And Becca, did you have some thoughts there too?
Yeah, so I actually work directly with job seekers in our office. You know, I teach workshops on the soft skills that Randall is talking about. I work with individuals as they come into our offices, on soft skills, resume writing, how to appropriately fill an application, job interview skills, all of those things. And we are always working with job applicants to make sure that they are fitting the needs and, you know, that they can get those jobs that they really want.
Oh, absolutely. And just pairing people up with the appropriate jobs, with the skills that they have, the needs of the employers. Sometimes there are needs out there that we didn't even realize we could fill as employers and make it worth our while until we start to look around.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Now, these meetings, as I said, coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd, and I think I misspoke earlier. It's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. is the Southwest Iowa Employers Council meeting over in Pottawatomie County at Council Bluffs. And then also it's 1 to 3 is the one sponsored here locally. It's at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce offices. There is a cost for folks to turn out, but will they take home some materials and things too? What will they get out of this, Becca?
Yeah, so on this particular ECI event, we are going to be having three different speakers coming. We'll have somebody from Goodwill Industries, we'll have Darren from VODEC, and we'll also have somebody from Iowa Vocational Rehabilitation Services. So they will be sharing information about their programs, how they help job seekers, talking about common misconceptions, employment statistics, you know, what is job development, job coaching. So they'll be coming out with a lot of information and resources to hopefully connect them with some untapped labor pools in our communities.
Okay, very good. Randall, I assume this won't be the last time that we deal with these types of issues.
No, it's not. And quite frankly, we try to open up businesses to a lot of different labor pools and give them different options. A lot of businesses don't know about some of the tax rebates and incentives that they can get for seeking talent in some of these untapped labor pools. So that's what we also try to accomplish with these ECI events, is educate these employers on those incentives.
Absolutely. Well, I know there was a registration deadline that we've already passed here, but can folks still inquire to see if there is a chance to be able to get in there yet?
Yes, absolutely. I think the deadline is the end of the day on the 18th, but people can contact the Council Bluffs office and ask for Liz Carlson. She is the main contact there, but they could probably talk to, you know, anybody, and they'd be able to get them to the right person. But they can reach out. They can also ask about Employers Council of Iowa in general. It's a great resource for businesses. There's no cost to be a member of it. As part of that, the Employers Council of Iowa, they send out a monthly newsletter that primarily focuses on recruitment and retention of employees, but they also advertise these different ECI events. And I personally schedule them for four different regions, a total of six Employer Council of Iowa groups. So we do Carroll, Creston, Council Bluffs, Shenandoah, Atlantic, and Sioux City. And they have, you know, different topics, different times. We typically do about six or seven events a year in Atlantic and Council Bluffs. So there's no cost to be a member of ECI, but you do get to, you know, learn about these different events that are very low-cost trainings.
Excellent. Opportunities for folks right out there to take advantage of these possibilities here and see what the possibilities are out there, too. Very good. Darren Richardson, Becca Willenborg, Randall McQueenie, I want to thank all of you for spending a little time with us here in our program this morning. And we sure hope folks take advantage of these great opportunities that are to be had right here in our own backyard. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.